KXU News Time is 9:09. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dale Desmond. Just getting it going here into your 9 o'clock hour. Something that I've wanted to talk about for a while. And anybody that's driven around Southern Utah, really any highway, you wonder like who is throwing all this stuff out? Who's cleaning it up? In studio, we've got my good buddy, Wes Butterfuss. Wes works for Candy Associates. Now, you guys are in charge. You have a big job. You have a lot of area that you guys cover as far as trash collection in Southern Utah. And you found something alongside the road that, I don't know, would you say it changed your life? Would you go that far?
I would not go that far, no.
You've had some stuff happen in your life. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
But something
Shocking.
Happened. Yeah, something very, like, it was not what you expected when you woke up. What was the date? Do you remember the date?
I think it was October 9th.
October 9th.
Somewhere okay. around there.
So your job, before we get into what you found, your job is to, you and your crew of how many?
Ranging from 7 to 15 guys, depending upon the day.
Okay. Your job is to collect garbage of any shape and size, right? Is there stuff that you like, that's too small, just leave it, like cigarette butts, do you leave?
Cigarette butts, we leave. We would never get done with anything. It is about a 3-inch by 3-inch is kind of our okay. parameter.
Right.
Unless it's super bright. If it sticks yeah. out, like neon kind of colors, you can kind of see it.
Okay, yeah.
You're like, pretty much.
Judgment call.
It's visual and you see it and you can tell it's trash, we got to pick it up.
All right. So your job, you were contracted. It's a contract job where you go and you guys spend all day out in the weather, out in the sun, the sleet, the snow, the hail. Well, not the snow and the hail.
The 110.
But what if it's, yeah, you guys are out there every day collecting garbage. Now you have quite a bit of range. Talk about where you guys collect garbage from.
We start at the state line in Arizona, and we go all the way up to mile marker 42, and we've got all of SR7. So combined, we're about 69 miles of
total.
But you've got northbound, you've got southbound, you've got median.
Oh boy!
You've got four different lines that are touching the interstate, and then border fence to border fence. Which ranges.
Okay. I mean,
sometimes you got the yeah. huge walls that are right there next to Washington Parkway that
yep,
just got
yep,
built, so
yep.
there's not a lot there. And then you go up a little bit further, and it's spread out all the way. All the way. It is big territory.
So your job, your company's job, is you contract with the state.
Yes.
To, and it's not just like, hey, you do it once and you're done. You guys go again and again and again.
This is a 5 times over per year type of thing. It's 5 or 6. I'm not exactly sure because we're just barely getting done with our first go around and going on our second go around. And so far we have collected 168,000 pounds of hand-picked trash.
Wow.
Off of I-15. You know, and SR7.
Right. So is it stooping and bending each time? Is it little grabbers? Is it, ski poles, poker type? What are the modes of getting it in here?
There's a lot of people doing grabbers, and some people just hand pick. It's just kind of you pick your poison, and then...
Hopefully not.
Depending upon the territory, the... I don't know, the thorns, the bushes,
yeah, the terrain.
Like
there's
a lot of grabby bushes out there, so a piece of plastic that's inside a bush, it's not that easy to get out.
Do you have
it's stuck.
Do you have an Apple Watch? Do you track your steps?
I don't even want to know.
I would love to know how many steps. What do you guys work, 10-hour days, 8-hour, what do you do?
It's generally speaking an 8-hour day for most of the people out there marching, so I have had people, and they are in the 12-mile range per day. You're definitely shedding some weight when you're out there hiking
yeah.
around.
It's, you need a lot of steps.
I mean, I like it.
Would you get 20,000, 30, you think, a day?
What's the math on that?
I have no idea.
I think 12,000 is about 5 miles, 6 miles? I'm not sure. I haven't really done the math, but it's a lot of walking and a lot of picking up trash.
He's Wes Butterfuss, K&D Associates. They're the company that's contracted to pick up garbage along Southern Parkway. How far out? How far out do you go from I-15? Around to, do you go to the airport?
The whole SR7 is
all the way to Hurricane?
Yeah, all the way to Hurricane, all the way to Big Shots.
Okay. Okay.
So it's the whole 27-mile loop and then 42 miles on the interstate.
Okay. Now, have you ever thought to yourself, Mike Rowe needs to see this. Dirty Jobs needs to be in on this. Mike Rowe needs to be come down here and check us out with our camera crew.
I think he would be proud of us. I really do. All right. Like we're in the trenches and we're going and we're not stopping until we get it done and it looks good. I mean, that's the end goal.
Let's go back to October 9th.
Okay.
2025. Your regular day, you get up, you go to work and you think, it's going to be a regular day. I'm just going to be picking up trash, hubcaps, you know, pee bottles. We'll get into that a little bit later on. sometime during the day, what time of day was it that you found what you found? Talk about what happened and what you found on October 8th, 9th of 2025.
It was pushing the end of the day, so 2 or 3 o'clock hour. Kind of noticed a couple of my people were down there in the bottom of the hill just sitting there, so I kind of walked down there, kind of see what's going on. And they're like, we found a skull. I was like, what? And I didn't get a chance to talk to my boss. And I just
said, show me, right?
I just kind of get curiosity.
Yeah.
He was sitting on the phone talking to the cops. So I kind of go down there and start trudging around because there's a big tractor trailer tire down there, which we do run into. And that's a feat to get them out of the bottom of scenarios.
Little ravines and stuff.
I mean, it's a big, steep hill, and it's not easy. So we just noticed the skull barely protruding out of the ground.
A human skull.
Like, it's white as white can be. It's got the little ridges going on top. I don't know what it's called, but you can definitely tell that it's white and it's a skull.
Right, it's not
a rock.
Right, it's not something you get from Hobby Lobby at Halloween.
Yeah, and so we didn't really know what we were getting ourselves into probably at that point in time because he was just kind of like, I found a skull. Didn't really say anything because he was on the phone trying to get the cops to come down here and check it out. And I walked down there and it's kind of,
it was steep, wasn't it? Was it steep?
Super steep. You're sliding. It's washing away. He's super buried because all the rain and whatnot, it just washes
over
leaves, trees, the whole 9 yards. And we're 50 feet off the interstate. And a dead person has been there for, my guess is like 7 years.
Because
there's nothing but a skull. And then I kind of stepped back because I was like, oh, yeah, that's a skull. And I realized that there was a foot and then another foot.
Wow.
And they were buried, so I kind of brushed it away to kind of see what I was stepping on. I was like, oh, yeah, that's a shoe. And, oh, yeah, that's a shoe.
That's interesting that that much of a shoe would still be left. I guess.
I mean,
I don't
good
what do I know,
solid
man.
Rubber sole type of thing.
Okay.
He did have a wool sweater on, but you couldn't really tell too much. And at that point, as soon as I saw the feet, and I kind of give the right leg a little tuck to see if it was connected, like if the shoe was just a shoe, because we find lots of shoes,
you
know?
Yeah, I just want to see what's right.
And we weren't totally sold on it being a skull because we're not digging down into it. But you can kind of tell. But as soon as I realized it was a shoe, and I gave it a tug, I was like, oh, that's a full-on body
Wow.
That is connected, and it's just.
And what happened? What did you, what was your initial thought when you realized, like, all the.
Like, what happened, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how is this person sitting down here this far down off the interstate, and it's not in a spot where you would go walking? It has fences, it's got barbed wire, it's got shrubbery, it's got trees.
Right.
So I kind of thought for sure it would have been off the interstate. And from there, it's just, you know, get the cops over there. They kind of border off the area and say, we got to do our job. And they full on dug him out and took a whole piece of that earth away.
How did they dig it out? Were they just like, how did they get down there?
I didn't hang out for that part.
Okay.
But when we went back the next day, because we're still doing the cleanup, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, well, I'm going to go back down there and check it out. There's still a bunch of trash down there we're going to get, so we had to pick up the rest of the trash, first of all. A couple bags of Doritos. Dang, you know.
CSI didn't bother to help you out with your job at all.
They weren't fingerprinting the Cool Ranch Doritos.
No, okay.
You know, it's kind of been 7 years.
Probably a good thing. Those were probably mine.
So it's just a weird feeling. I mean, I don't know really how else to say the fact that you find something like that, and then it's.
Was there any point where you like wanted to yell? Or did you like flush? Did you get like ashy? Did you get like woozy?
I'm a sissy. So am I. I got a little bit of like, whoa.
You're a little lightheaded.
And it was the end of the day. It was hot, so maybe a little bit of that combined. You know, it was hot, so we were sweating. We were doing it.
Yeah,
you're not really sure until you get the final answer, and I guess we haven't really got the final answer yet.
That was my next question, is have they come to you and said, okay, here's the details on who we found? You haven't heard.
No, I have not heard. I have not heard.
I might hear before you will then as well.
Well, you got the news feed.
You might hear it on the radio someday.
But I don't know anything about the investigation or what's been going on. I just
no. What is your guess? I mean, do you have a guess about what, do you think it was like a suicide? Do you think it was somebody got, I mean.
I got both sides. So I believe that there was a bullet hole in the back of his head.
Okay.
And so from that, I would think that it would be a self-inflicted, but other people say, well, that's not the way a bullet hole exit and this and that. And so I'm not forensics whatsoever.
Right.
I think that that's probably not an area somebody would really want to just
be their final resting place.
I mean, it doesn't make sense in my mind. Like, you'd probably go somewhere a little bit more not where millions of people are driving every single day.
But it also wasn't haphazard. It wasn't like somebody tossed a body over.
No.
Trying to get rid of a body in a hurry. It wasn't like it was, because it was very well placed, I would think, right? I mean,
totally leaning up against a tree.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. I'm ready for the results. I would love to know. They said it was going to take about a month. It's been a little bit longer than that. Yeah. They said that they were going to do some DNA testing to kind of figure out what was up there.
Yeah.
And from there, we'll just wait and see what the cops can do with it.
Man, I can't wait to find out what it is. It's Wes Butterfuss in studio with us this morning. K&D Associates, their job is to clean all the garbage off of I-50. They contract with the state of Utah to clean all the garbage from Black Ridge to the state line in Arizona and then all of SR-7. This has got to be the craziest thing you've ever found. Finding a dead body reminds me of at least in Stand By Me, they were looking for a body, right?
I was going, Goonies, come on, Chester Copperpot, let's go.
I'm on the other 80s movie, Stand By Me, where they were looking for that body. I mean, this has got to be the craziest thing you've ever found, right?
Yeah, I would definitely have to say so. I mean, what are the chances, really? I've always kind of thought that there was probably a possibility of this happening. Mm-hmm. I've heard stories like motorcycles going off the road, people not finding them for weeks type of thing, because they could get launched. I've heard of cars going down the gorge and not getting found for a couple days.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's just, guess what? I-15 is sketchy.
It is crazy.
It is nuts. There's just so many people going so fast, and it's a deadly road.
Yeah. You've obviously found a human body. You probably find a lot of deer, a lot of roadkill animals, that sort of thing. What do you do when you find a roadkill? Do you bury it? Do you leave it?
We leave it. Okay. We don't want to touch that.
All right.
Like, that's Mother Nature. I mean, if it's.
But you don't dig a hole, anything like that, if you.
I mean, I believe there's this state person that does that.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know. So if it's roadkill, you're just going to leave it.
Totally. Like, okay. Because that's not.
Not my jam.
We pick up enough stuff.
Okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk about stuff that is put there intentionally. I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt, right? I mean, obviously, you
start to lose the faith a little bit. Starting to lose the faith.
I mean,
pee bottles.
Okay, all right.
That's a huge.
I mean, that's not accidental.
No, that's definitely on purpose.
My dad used to say, whenever I would, like, you're wiping down the table for dinner and you'd swipe, crumbs on the floor, my dad would always say, That doesn't just disappear, you know.
There is nothing that just disappears on I-15.
Okay.
Somebody has to pick it up.
Yeah. A lot of still, even now, even a lot of urine bottles out on the freeway, people chuck out the window.
With all of our crew combined, I couldn't imagine that there would be less than, you know, 30, 50 bottles a day.
A day?
A day.
Wow.
It's bad.
That is.
And those are the ones that haven't blown up getting thrown out the car. Yeah. You know?
I think I'd rather
that's
get
like
a whole
a sturdy
one.
Powerade right, bottle or something.
Right, right. I think I'd rather find a full one that's sealed and one that's half, and then you got to figure out what to do with it.
I've learned my lesson, yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately. I'll leave that alone.
Hazmat. So you probably found a lot of hazmat situations where, do you guys wear gloves? Do you wear face masks? Do you wear like space suits?
We wear high visibility stuff so people can see us on the interstate.
Okay.
Just and
safety
gloves.
First. Good. That. But you're not wearing like face masks?
No.
Okay.
No,
so it's not that.
I mean, it's not blown. Well, I mean, it kind of is, but
right.
Not really. Not really.
Right. We got a few more minutes here. Now I remember, for years you'd see the Adopt a Highway, where you'd see, hey, Cracker Barrel has adopted this mile. When you guys get there, is that like, oh, this is it's Cracker Barrel's fault. This is their problem. See that, dead body over there? It's your problem now. Or do you guys just go, we're taken. It's just for promotional consideration or whatever.
I would think that we are the solution to the neglect that has happened on I-15. The Adopt a Highway is a business that's coming in to try and help the community, try and make the community a better place. But in the big picture, how are they going to pick up two tons of trash? How are they? I mean, it's a lot.
Well, they're flipping pancakes.
Lot.
Exactly.
It's too much.
Yeah.
If we were on top of it and then they went back and did it and it wasn't what we were doing, where there's trash every 2 inches where it is slow going. I mean, we got 17 people one day and we didn't get a mile.
Right.
That's a lot of trash.
That's crazy.
Hand-picked.
When you guys are done, you guys finish a day, you've got, how do you collect it all? Is there a truck? Do you throw it in the trucks? Do you have trailers? What do you do?
I've got a dump trailer and we've got two four-wheelers. The four-wheelers have got flashing lights on them.
Okay.
And we're just going up and down the side of the interstate and then we put it in trash bags and we throw it in back of my trailer and I take it to the dump every day.
What would you, if you had the ear of every driver that went down I-15 or SR-7, what would you want to tell them as they're driving and they're sitting there with their McDonald's bag in their car? or whatever the situation is, if you could talk to these drivers and give them a message, what would you say to them as they're driving along?
The organized litterer, the person that combines all of stuff into literally a bomb to throw out the window, I don't know what really to say to them because they're thinking as they're doing it, but they're choosing to litter flat out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a choice that they're making to throw it out the window. I would like to see a little bit of that changing. I mean, there's just no need. There's trash cans everywhere. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
We're not in that big of a hurry. And if you are, you shouldn't be on the interstate anyways because I see things happen every single day where it's just people just need to slow down. They need to pay attention. They need to respect the hazard signs that are out there for a reason because people's lives depend on it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're feet away from semis going 80 miles an hour.
Have you ever thought about, as you're out there collecting, I guess I should say it this way. As you're a driver, when you're driving, are you way more conscious now after doing this job than before you did this job of your etiquette, of driving around, of your... I mean, I'm not going to say, I don't throw things out the window anymore. I don't know if you ever did. But do you find that your habits are different as a driver after doing this job?
I'm a good driver. I just am. Well, I have a situation where I've been hit by a distracted driver, yes, so I know full tilt what is going on with there, and people's lives are on the line, and if you're looking on your phone and if you're not paying attention, 1 second is a huge difference.
Yeah, you can do a lot.
A lot of damage.
A lot can happen.
So I just think that if people just think... You just got to think that you're driving a deadly vehicle and you need to be safe. You need to slow down. You need to be aware of your surroundings and not be looking on your phone the whole time. And if you got a self-driving vehicle, they're not moving over because there's hazard flashing lights up down the road.
Yeah.
You need to keep your eyes on the road a little bit.
Okay. All right. He's Wes Butterfuss, K&D Associates. They're the guys in charge of guys and gals. Do you have gals? Guys and gals that are picking up all the trash. I mean, on the one hand, you have, you know, job security because people litter a lot, right? I mean, but not all of it is intentional or not all of it is, you know, obviously
there's
some of the accidents and whatever.
There's stuff that blows out, but I mean, just the simplest things like a cooler lid.
Yeah.
I mean, if your cooler lid is not attached and you've got it free flowing in the back of your truck, you got a 50-50 in my guess, because I mean, there's three or four of them a day. And coolers aren't cheap nowadays, you know? Yeah. I mean, a good cooler's expensive.
All right. If as we wrap up here, as people drive by, they see you, is it cool to honk and wave, or is it just be would you rather they just be safe and keep stuff inside the car?
Because people are going by so fast, and it's really tough to see who's right there type of thing. But if you recognize me, I kind of have people doing like a triple tap honk.
Okay, all right.
Can't be like a driving honk. It's got to be a little bit
right.
more, you know.
Yeah, just a quick triple tap. That's it. All right, Wes, thanks for coming in. We're excited to see what happens, what the story is with the body.
Or you let me know.
All right. Well, so we will find out when we find out who and what the story was with the body that you found along I-15 back a little over a month ago. But thanks for coming in and spending some time with us this morning.
I appreciate it. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind.
All right, it's 9:34. What's up, guys? Gals, everybody, it's Dale Desmond. Second day into the new show. And we don't really have a new... I came up with a name for... what I think we could call the show, and I want some of you guys' thoughts. You can call me up, 673-5890, 673-5890. The new text line is also active, 435-261-4540. We had a text already asking Wes about any snakes, valuables, drugs even. Yeah, they've seen them all. I was asking him on the way out, if you missed the previous segment, Wes Butterfuss, K&D Associates, they're in charge of cleaning up all of the highways and byways, at least I-15 from Black Ridge to the Arizona line, and then all of Southern Parkway. Yeah, he's seen it all. He's seen snakes, big and little. He's seen, he said, I've seen it all. And I'm sure I'll see something I haven't seen before today. All right. Lines are open. 673-5890, 673-5890. You can also text in whatever you guys are thinking about. Kind of an open line here. We got a bunch of welcome texts coming in. Put your name on there. So I want to give you guys a shout out as well. I want to know, you know, who we're talking to. I like to be... you know, one-on-one. In the next segment, we're going to give away a bunch of Angelica's Mexican Grill. It's Taco Tuesday. And if you've, it's a toss-up for me at Angelica's. It's either the street tacos or the quesadilla. The chicken quesadilla is unbelievable. Unbelievably good. We got Rich driving a truck out there. Hey, Rich, keep it safe. I know... Wes was just here. I know truckers have seen crazy stuff. My uncle was a trucker once. I got to go with him. That sounds like a country song, doesn't it? I got to go with him once, and I was in eighth grade, and we passed another truck that the female passenger became disrobed as we drove by, and my eighth grade eyeballs saw some stuff. And so I have to imagine truckers get to see, I mean, just like Wes, see stuff out there on the roads, picking up stuff. I'm telling you, truck drivers as well. Phone lines open at 673-5890, 673-5890. So I've got, and tell me what you guys think. You can text in your thoughts. So the talk show, Andy was the Andy Griffin show, which was super easy because it sounds like the Andy Griffith show, and he played off that. It was real good. Mike McGarry was the open mic show, and that worked really good. But I was laying awake in the middle of the night the other night, and I said, I want it to be a talk show of the people, for the people, by the people. And I had this thought. We call it Southern U Talk. Southern U Talk. Is that a good idea, bad idea? I need you guys to text me right now. Southern U Talk. All I want to know is, do you like it or you don't like it? Southern U Talk, the name of the show. And now it's Southern U Talk with Dale Jasmine. That's what it's going to sound like. If you guys are a fan or if you're not a fan, I want to take some votes. I don't want to just throw it out there and you guys are stuck with it. You know, it's kind of like mom and dad coming to you and saying, hey, we're moving to Florida, and you don't have a say in it, which is how it used to be. Let's see. Would be nice. Hello, Dale. Welcome to the morning show with Dale Desmond and company. Welcome to the morning show with Dale Desmond and company. All right. I'm not hating that one. Chad from Kentucky. Is this the UPS guy? I'm trying to remember. He texted in last week. Hey, Dale, welcome. The Dale era is underway. I'm loving it. Chad from Kentucky. Thanks, man, for texting in. What do you guys think? You can text me. You can call me 673-5890. The phone line is wide open. So going back to, Chad, Brandon Hansen from Guild Mortgage. We have a text in here that says the reason why younger generation are not buying homes because they can't afford them. They would love to buy a home, but they can't. Utah's becoming so expensive. It's making people like me and other people I know move away. I personally know two families who moved to Missouri, and two families moved to Tennessee to find more affordable way of life. And Utah's just going to get more expensive. Okay, that's, I like that info. I like that thought. You can also send your name along. So if you want, you can send your name along and give you a shout out. Want to know who we're talking to? Southern U Talk. What do you guys think about the show? Got a tech. We have a thumbs up for it. Southern U Talk. Love it. Okay. I want to know if you think that's down. Are you guys cool with that? Southern U Talk. I want it to be kind of, you know, we'll throw some ideas around. You know, we'll have guests on every day as you hear them all the time. But I think I really want this to be a place where you guys can come and talk about stuff that's on your minds. And then when I have decision makers in here, I can say, hey, you know, Mayor Hughes, I've got a text from FedEx guy, retired, or whatever, you know, whoever. We've got, they're asking about, what about the potholes, not potholes, they're the manhole cover potholes is what they feel like up and down Valley View over here behind the radio station. Good grief. Are you guys with me on that? On the northbound lanes coming up Valley View, we got to do something about those manhole covers. It's like I'm swerving all over there like a drunkard. I'm waiting to get pulled over one of these days. I'm telling you guys. All right. Phone lines open 673-5890, 673-5890. You can text in. Lots of texts coming in. The text line, the new one, program it in, 435-261-4540. And Jeanette, Southern U Talk, sounds good. She says, I like it. It came to me in the middle of the night. Isn't that funny? Those weird things that pop up in your head in the middle of the night. And you're like, hold on, I got to write this down. I got to figure this out. 700 South, let's see, send your name along so I can give you guys a shout out. 700 South is horrible for potholes. It goes right past the new mayor's business. Okay. Maybe Mayor Hughes will get that figured out here pretty quick. Speed bumps to slow down traffic. Okay. All right. They're thinking that the Valley View. Okay, I can see that because I used to live off of Valley View. I used to live 320 North down there. There's some people drag racing up and down Valley View. But I'm telling you, the pothole covers, they're just, and I drive a pickup. I drive a Chevy Colorado, man. I'm telling you. I got a text, says that's a great name. I vote yes. Happy you are our new morning coffee partner. That's Becky and Trace. Becky and Trace, thank you guys for welcoming me in. I'm super, super happy to be on the show. All right, we're going to give away some free lunch here in a few minutes. We're going to have some St. George trivia. You can call in. You can text in. I see a call coming in. We'll take that in just a second. The phone lines are open. Text lines always open. We're going to come back, and we're going to see if we can take care of lunch for you at Angelica's Mexican Grill. We're doing some St. George trivia coming up in just a couple of minutes. 9:43 on KDXU. All right, KDXU News Time, 9:45. Here at News Radio 890 and 92.5 KDXU. On a bright. How about Bing Crosby to get us back ready for the holiday season, right? Way to go, Bing. All right, Rich called in on the break, and first of all, he said, slow down on the new text line. I said, okay, that's cool. The new text line, by the way, 435-261-4540. Rich had an idea for the talk show, for the name of the talk show. He said Red Rock Talk. I don't hate that. I do feel like every... Well, first of all, there's another radio group here that's called Red Rock. second, I feel like everybody's got a Red Rock something. Red Rock bicycles, property management, Red Rock vacation rentals, Red Rock, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder if that would get confusing. Red Rock Talk, though, I don't hate that. You guys can certainly vote. Lisa says Southern Utah sounds really good. Welcome, and some many man covers need to be fixed. She says many man covers. I'm guessing she means manhole covers, but maybe she's got a bad ex. I'm not sure. All right, let's transition. Let's give some stuff away. I want to find, I've got here saved. I got some, what I want you to do is I want you to text me in. We're going to give away. You can call as well, 673-5890. We're going to do some of both of these. Giving you a chance to win Angelica's Mexican Grill. I got free lunch for you. All right, let's call this one in, 673-5890. First one to call me and tell me how to spell Tuacon. Can you spell Tuacon? If first one that can call me and spell Tuacon correctly, I'm going to hook you up with free lunch from Angelica's Mexican Grill. It's a $10 gift card. And right there on Main Street. I hit the wrong button. Here we go. Hey, good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. Where are you calling from?
St. George, Bloomington Hills.
All right. Did you go to Tuacon? Do you have kids that went to Tuacon?
Yes. Actually, not the school, but I wrote all the ads when Utah opened for Tuacon in the 90s.
What?
At the radio station you worked at, actually.
You're practically famous.
I am.
All right, Tuacon, give it a whirl here. How do you spell it?
Well, I hope I can remember. Tuacahn.
Hey, yeah. Kelly, congratulations. How long have you lived in St. George? How long have you been?
Since 1991.
91.
Almost 35 years, and we're still not part of the,
the locals.
Group.
You don't feel like a local yet.
No, you have to be the big boy club.
The
you
big
know?
Right. You have to. You have to have a last name. You got to marry into a last name. Is that
be a Cottam or a Jennings or an Entz? And we tried, but another 5 years maybe.
Maybe. If you live in Bloomington, have you always lived in Bloomington?
No, we live in Bloomington Hills now. We live downtown for a long time.
Okay.
And we like both. We just love the whole area.
Favorite thing to get at Angelica's? What is your favorite?
I like their sweet pork. And I've got to decide what to put it in.
Yeah. How about your mouth?
I know that.
How about your mouth? Is that a good thing to put
yeah, I meant.
I meant,
you know what? Yeah. Medium is going to be in you.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. You're going to, right. I prefer the carne asada street tacos and a sweet pork taco and another carne asada street taco. So.
Okay. I'll try it.
So good. Kelly, hold on there for us for just a minute, okay?
Thank you.
I'm going to put you on hold, and I hope I don't hang up. If I hang up on you, call me back after the show because I'm still learning all the buttons here. 435-673-5890, the number to call in. You can also text. Let's do a text winner here. Let's find a text winner. Okay. In what decade? I'll give you a 10-year run here to win free lunch at Angelica's Mexican Grill. In what decade was that nearby the Silver Reef became a boom town? In what decade? Text me right now, the new text line, and I got to go back and find it here because I've got these on two different spots. 435-261-4540. Program it in. It's the new text line for the morning show. 435-261-4540. In what decade did Silver Reef become a boom town? Now when did it start? Now I'm looking at this as what you guys are all around it. We've got let's see, we've got 1880, we've got 1850, we've got 1860, we've got 1890. We got another 1850s. We've got a winner. It says, according to Google Gemini, which, you know, should rule all, it says the 1870s. So we've got a winner. Your last four are 7096. We'll text you back. What do you guys think? New name for the talk show here between 8 and 9. Now, we're going to have mayors on. We're going to have business leaders on. We're going to have nonprofits on the show. I mean, I don't anticipate doing anything different, really, than what's been, you know, done as far as guests go. I mean, I've got probably a little more energetic feel, maybe a little more silly, I think. Andy's a big goof, man. That guy's a big goof. What do you guys think? Red Rock Talk or the one I came up with in the middle of the night the other night, Southern U Talk for the show. Now from 9 until 10, I'm thinking we're going to call it Southern U Talk with Dale Desmond or Red Rock Talk. Rich said Red Rock Talk with Dale Desmond. What do you guys think? You can text me your thoughts, 435-261-4540. I was reading the story earlier this morning, guys, about this hiker over in Moab, and I shouldn't laugh. I laugh because everything turned out fine, but this guy got stuck in quicksand. Now, I don't know if anybody here in Southern Utah, anybody listening, ever gotten stuck in quicksand, ever? Have you ever gotten stuck in quicksand? Have you ever heard of anybody getting stuck? Or, you know, maybe a pet, a horse, you know, in Swiss Family Robinson, I think it was. Old Yeller, didn't somebody get stuck in quicksand? I know a couple of the Brady Bunch, I think, got stuck in quicksand once. I'm curious. Growing up in the 80s, remember that? It seemed like every TV show, every movie, it was like this big quicksand thing, and all the kids were all talking about, hey, hey, you're stuck in quicksand. You got to try and run and get out of the quicksand. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I've been in St. George. I've been in Southern Utah for about 8 years, a little over 8 years. And I've never heard of anybody getting stuck in quicksand ever in my life. This is the first time. I thought it was a big myth. I thought it was, you know, like, you know, if you make faces, they're going to get stuck that way. Those old things that grandma and grandpa used to tell you to quit being a punk. That's how they keep you from running around in the woods. You know, back when I was a kid, they'd say quicksand. Don't get stuck in the quicksand. If anybody ever text me, 435-261-4540, I'll bet you nobody has ever, ever gotten stuck in quicksand that I, and this is such a random thing. I always thought it was dry. Isn't it? Like, I always thought it was kind of like on The Princess Bride when they get into that bog of whatever that is and they get sucked down. I'm just saying. I didn't think that that was even a thing. Also, for those of you that like to make the drive to Littlefield, to Beaver Dam, Powerball jackpot, almost $1 billion, $930 million. I don't make the drive. I mean, I'm not a big gambler anyway, as far as I gamble with a lot of things in my life, just not with the Powerball. But I won't even think about going down there unless it's over $750 million. I got to make sure that's a lot of tithing I'd have to pay. $930 million for tomorrow night's drawing. The odds of hitting the jackpot are about 1 in 292 million. I think the payout is going to be somewhere around little north of 450, if I remember right. What do you guys think? What would you spend the money on if you won the Powerball? You were suddenly millions of dollars deep. You have $400 million. What's the first irresponsible thing you're going to spend? I don't want to talk about paying bills or paying off my house or any of that garbage. I want to know. You guys can text me at 435-261-4540. What are you going to do? First irresponsible thing, you win the Powerball tomorrow night. I'm curious what you guys think. You can also call me up, 673-5890. Curious. I think I would travel. I think I would travel, and I would see everything in the world. I'd spend at least a year traveling, and I would only think I'd take a backpack. Here's, go with me on this. I'm going to buy clothes as I go. When I'm done with those clothes and they're dirty or I don't want to wear them, I'm just going to fold them up nice, leave them in the hotel room, and tell the cleaning lady to just donate them to Lost and Found or whomever wants them and the staff. I'm living out of a backpack. And I'm going to see everything. I want to see the Kremlin. I don't know if I can even get into Russia. I want to see Mount Fuji. I want to see Cape Town. I want to see the Andes Mountains in South America. I've been to Hawaii, but I want to see all of my Polynesian friends. I want to see their homeland in the South Pacific. I've been to Fiji. That was pretty cool. What do you guys think? What's the first irresponsible thing you're going to do? We got a text that says, buy a sailboat and sail around the world. Here's my problem. Isn't it Contiki, the guy that got lost out there? I feel like that's too big of a thing for me. I could see hiring somebody to sail me around the world, but I would not get out there on a little dinghy and be out in the middle of the ocean. That's not going to happen. Let's see. Chad says I'd buy a house in Maui and a house in Montana. Horses for Montana, and then definitely only travel first class. Maui, whiskey for my Maui and beer for my Montana horses. Okay, good to know. Good to know. What do you guys think? What are you going to do? First irresponsible thing, you win the Powerball tomorrow. Let's see. This is Alex says I'd start a nonprofit, help homeless people, drug addicts get a new start with treatment, employment, etc. Bring people back to God. Man, I feel dumb now. Alex, that's great. I'm going to travel and be super self-indulgent. Here's Alex saving the world. What am I doing? I'm complaining that I'm in the Louvre and people are too close to me. Alex, you should be on this show. You're a way better person than I am. So some more votes coming in. Southwest Utah talk. That's an option for the name. I like the new name. Dixie says, like the new name, Southern Utah. What do you guys think? You can text me. We'll take some more of those texts as we're just about ready to wrap the show up here. But what do you guys think? I was thinking, and I came up with this in the middle of the night. And I'm not going to say I'm making a decision. We'll make a decision on this together, I think. But I don't want to make a decision today or tomorrow. But sometime, I think this week, we want to nail this down, name the new show, and I want you guys to be a part of it. I want this to be a, if it's you, as in you talk, that's what I want it to be. Southern U Talk, Red Rock Talk, we had Southwest U Talk. I'm curious what you guys think. We got lots to get over through this week. It's been a lot of fun for me today. I'm back with you tomorrow, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, as they say. I'm back with you tomorrow. We've got a lot to go over this week. There's a ton of stuff coming up this week. We want to let you know about. There's the teddy bear toss going on at the Utah Tech men's basketball game on Saturday that I want to talk about a little bit later this week. All right, so thank you guys for having me. And we will continue to take some of your thoughts on this Southern U Talk. What do you guys think? I'm curious. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.